After his wife Lois was diagnosed with 3 forms of cancer, Michael Blaz felt the powerful sting that afflicts many caregivers. When a loved one is diagnosed with a disease as scary as the Big C, the caregiver must be the strong one, the one who allays the fears for the future, but also the one who suffers in silence as their nearest and dearest tackle the deadly disease. Such was the position Blaz found himself a little over a year ago. But that changed somewhat during a happenstance encounter with Georgian Bay Cancer Support Center Executive Director Eric Walter. "I live in the area and was walking my dog by there," Blaz tells Midland Today. "I asked what they did and met Eric. Since then, we've been quite involved." While his wife has taken part in physiotherapy and Reiki sessions offered at the center as well as being in a support group, Blaz has become involved with a caregiver support group as well as regularly attending the music therapy program. "I've been learning from this," Blaz says. And like Jerry Garcia sings in The Grateful Dead's Ripple, "That path is for your steps alone," very much sums up the journey primary caregivers often take as close friends and family might not understand what they're experiencing. "You're going to feel alone," he says, adding the support group serves an important role because you start to realize you're not alone and others are experiencing similar fears and anxieties. "You're supporting a person with cancer and that group has been great at helping me and other people." But despite some positives, his wife's cancer journey continues. After having a foot-long section of her colon removed and surgery for skin cancer, she was diagnosed with a chronic form of leukemia. "Her colon cancer is gone at this point and has not come back," Blaz says. "The leukemia is treatable, but not curable. But she's getting out and going for walks." Blaz says their dog Winnie, a corgi, collie mix, has been amazing throughout their shared family journey. "When Lois was at her worst, she would bring her toys and sit with her," he says, adding he can't say enough good things about the cancer center as well as the Royal Victoria Regional Health Center in Barrie. "People at RVH are amazing. They keep on top of her situation. The people at the Cancer Support Center are just fantastic and doing an amazing job. It's Cancer Awareness Month in April and all donations made over the month are being matched. Your donation has twice the impact. Programs like Journey of Hope and other programs and services at the center depend on donations from generous supporters throughout local area. To support the GBCSC, click here." To read another recent story profiling center volunteer Leslie Tripp titled, "For Those with Cancer, Journey of Hope Offers Light in the Darkness," click here. As well, for a profile of Kelly LaFave, who runs the music therapy program, click here to read the story titled, "Kelly LaFave Brings Guitar, Violin, Positive Vibes to Cancer Support Group."